morning. What, Trance?
Hey, is Lyndon in by chance?
He is. Yeah, who's this?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you.
Anyways. Can I help you?
Hey, Lyndon?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good, and you?
I've been good. It's one day closer to Friday, so... I just wanted to follow up here. You and I spoke. It's looking like it was about a month and a half ago. We had extended an offer there for some equipment and working capital. You said you might have some things coming up the following month. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see kind of what plans you may have going forward and if there's any needs we might be able to help you out with.
Well, I did buy a couple of trucks there, but I got my financing on those there from Wells Fargo there. What are you charging for interest?
We don't really do an interest rate here. It's more of a set payback amount that we do. So we do structure things a little bit differently here. We don't like to use rates just because of the way they're compounded and annualized and stuff like that. But it's just going to kind of depend on the piece of equipment, you know, whether it's new or used, the length of the terms. There's a lot of factors that go into a rate. They typically start maybe usually in the mid-single digits. It just kind of varies from there. What did Wells give you there on the equipment?
It was 4.5.
4.5. Okay. What was it you purchased there? You said with some trucks?
Yep, two new Freightliners.
Two Freightliners, okay. Yeah, I mean, was there anything else you were going to be looking to do here in the future? I mean, it sounds like, have you been banking with Wells for a while?
The thing is that it sounds like as if, you know, the what you're describing with that, I don't really follow how you don't have an interest rate or because you don't really like the way that it's amortized or whatever the case is. However,
yes.
You know, there's a cost to the money, and without knowing what that cost is there, I'm just not comfortable with that.
No, yeah, and I 100% agree with you. I wouldn't be comfortable with it either. The reason we don't have a rate is because we're not like most nationwide banks where they post an interest rate and then you have to see if you qualify for that. What we do here is we keep the application process much simpler and actually work with companies, you know, with all different kinds of sales, all different types of credit ratings, and so we actually have programs that will fit the whether it's the equipment or the capital that you're looking to do, we actually will create programs that fit what it is you're looking to do. So we don't necessarily have just one set program, and if you qualify for it, great. If not, you don't. We're usually able to get something going for you no matter what where you are on the scale. So that's just why we don't give you a number up front. But like I said, I mean, we've been doing this for a little over 14 years. The equipment was kind of what we started on. It's kind of our bread and butter here at Cardiff. So if you are looking to purchase equipment down the road, our approval process is right around 24 hours, and we can get you funded in 48. So we do get the process going here fairly quick compared to some most nationwide banks, actually. But, I mean, we're definitely not trying to step on any toes. We're not in competition here with Wells Fargo. We kind of do things a little bit differently here, so it's just going to be a matter of whether it makes sense for the business and if you can make money off of it. When are you maybe looking to maybe making another purchase here for some equipment? No, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Probably we'll be placing another order in about another 2 weeks, but takes them about 6 months to be able to deliver. However, I do have some people that work for me. They're independent operators. They work mm-hmm. for me, and they need some of them need financing. They need some help, and you know, are you looking also to be able to do like individuals, owner operators?
What was it you're looking to do here? We're a private business bank, so we only really deal with business owners and businesses themselves.
They have their own business, you know, mm-hmm. and everything, but they have one truck. They operate one truck. What they had done was they had purchased trucks from us. However, they're making payments to us, and we're not a bank. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But they need to be able to find places to be able to get financing to be able to fund their equipment.
I see. Is this like multiple businesses that you've done this with, or is this just with one that
yeah.
you... Okay.
No, there's like one, two, three, four, I think like five of them.
Okay.
They continue to work for me, but...
I see. I mean, that's definitely something we could help them out with, whether it's just refinancing the equipment themselves and then them paying us as opposed to you, or we could get them on the working capital program, which is unsecured cash, and they can just use that for the business however they see fit. So they could just use that cash to pay you the equipment, and then same situation, they would just pay us back as well. But that might be a good situation there if you're just looking to regain that capital from all the equipment you had sold off. How many trucks total was it that you had sold to these companies?
There's five different ones.
Five different companies?
Each one of them bought a truck, you know, and I helped them set up their own business.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own company, their own business. So there's five people. Each one has one truck.
Oh, okay. I got you. I mean, that's definitely something we could help them out with. I don't know if you... maybe wanted to give them my information, or if you had their information on file, you could maybe email me and I could reach out to them. That's definitely something we can help you out with there, as well as maybe anything you're looking to do down the road. We consider a relationship bank, so we're looking for companies that are growing and we can grow with them and get in while it's early and build that relationship. So,
how about if we do this? I think that you had emailed me some information. I'm not sure if it was an application or what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could email that to me again, what I'll do is I'll get the information out to these guys, and I will I'll encourage them to get in contact with you.
Yeah, the email I have on file is lwatt@watttrans.com. Is that?
Yes.
Okay, and so after the at, the Watt Trans, is that three T's or is it two T's?
Two.
Two, okay. Yeah, I'll resend that email with the information there for you, and you can forward it to those guys over there. And for your company as well, you know, if you're looking to make some purchases down the road, definitely feel free to keep us in mind as well, and we can get whatever needs you may have going for you.
Well, I think that, you know, like if you have the ability to be able to help these guys out, then it would certainly give me the, more of a push to be able to have you take a look at our next purchase. Because, like,
okay,
this one here, when we buy the trucks, buy them new, they're like $140,000 each, so it's about $280,000, and I had to put $30,000 down, so I'm financing $250,000 over 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. I get what you're doing there. That's definitely something we can help you out with on the equipment too, capital as well. I mean, if it was just cash that you were looking to do too, we're usually able to get you more than the typical nationwide bank. We're usually able to free up right around 10 to 15% of your top line. So if that's definitely something you see in the future, we can help you out with. I'll shoot this email over here now and maybe just try and touch base here in about 2 to 3 weeks if I don't hear back, and just kind of see where things are at.
All right.
Perfect. Sounds good. We'll be
Thank
in touch,
you.
Lyndon. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.